A few years back, there was some things in the news about a lot of grumpy prime ministers and presidents. Yeah, well, there was a reason. It seemed the U.S. was allegedly dropping in on their phone calls uninvited. Now, I'm not sure what all prime ministers and presidents talk about, but they obviously did not like being snooped on. But then, who does? I'm Ron Utzcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about nothing to hide. We keep hearing about government agencies listening in on a lot of us, you know, and we're not prime anythings. Makes you kind of feel violated and vulnerable. You know, Facebook can change their privacy policy and other social media outlets, but they're increasingly making personal information an oxymoron. With the snooping and archiving technologies of our time, it seems like there's hardly any such thing as a secret anymore. It's troubling. But it's not as troubling if you have the wonderful freedom that comes from being able to say three little words, nothing to hide. Go ahead. You can listen, watch, dig up. I'm not afraid. I have nothing to hide, which is a good way to live, even if no one ever listens in. For example, if I'm driving the speed limit, no worries about a police car. I don't have to look obsessively in a rearview mirror. Nope. I can thoroughly enjoy the view ahead. I can't get caught if there's nothing to catch, right? Sometimes the Bible strikes me pretty funny. Yeah, like when it says this, the wicked man flees, though no one pursues. Can't you just picture? This guy's always looking over his shoulder, even though there's no one there. Of course, on the flip side, the Bible says the man of integrity walks securely. Of course he does. Nothing to hide. Mark Twain said, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Good idea. People who just tell it straight have no fear of being caught in a lie. If you're faithful to your mate, there's no double life to be found out. No visiting porn sites? Well, then go ahead and check my emails all you want. No financial games? Well, no worries about someone finding the numbers don't add up. And there's great freedom when you know there's nothing you're hiding in the dark. Because in a world where it seems someone is always watching or listening, you never know when someone may turn on the light. In reality, someone already has. Yeah. In our word for today from the Word of God, Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. Man, I have no secrets from God. Romans 2:16 says, God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ. All the dark stuff in my heart, my mind, my relationships, my actions, all there on the evidence table. When I stand defenseless before the great judge, except for one thing that changes everything. The Bible says we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. So God knows every sin of my life. Jesus paid for every sin of my life with his blood on the cross. I'll never have to face my sins. I'll never have to face God's judgment. Jesus already did, because he loves me enough to die for me. I'm amazed. I'm forgiven. And I wish that great relationship with Jesus for you, to know that every wrong thing of your life erased from God's book forever, that you will never meet your sin when you meet God on Judgment Day, that you, in fact, will be ready to enter his heaven because your sin has been put under the blood of his son, Jesus. Boy, do you want that? Well, then tell Jesus that you believe he died for your sin, that you're his from today on. Our website would be a great next destination for you. It's all about how to begin that relationship. The website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And today, you can begin to walk out in the light where there's nothing to hide.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.